Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with Pig Roast and the Reverend Florist.
All right.
Yes.
Top billing.
Yeah. Oh.
How you feel about that?
20% is how I feel about that. 20%.
All right. Okay. Well, we got a long way to go to make it an equal 20.
So I did a little research in our off time, and I found a website. People said there was no way Arby's beef and cheddar sandwich could get even better. We took our famous roast beef, topped it with cheddar cheese sauce and zesty red ranch.
Red ranch?
Red?
What is that?
And served it on a toasted onion roll. And then we said, quote, "I told you so."
All right. And Wendy's like just giving it to you straight, I guess.
Wendy's?
Is that who you said?
Arby's.
Arby's.
Fuck. Well, no, it got me thinking that, like, there's someone...
They do have the curly fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck. They're...
I don't eat the curly fries at Arby's. I've stopped getting fries with sandwiches.
I mean, that's smart.
It's just empty calories.
The fruit cup.
No, I just skip it entirely.
The apple.
And they're always like, "Do you want a combo for, like, 15 cents more?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." Like, you're giving me enough garbage for the exact price that I want to pay. I don't want fries.
Right.
But no, I got to thinking, like, there's somebody out there whose task, their job is to design the Arby's website and to make it whatever they feel like is appealing to the public.
Right.
And I was thinking, who goes on the fucking Arby's website in a non-ironic fashion? Like, I'm on there because I want to know what the zesty reds are. Or the red ranch? Is that what it is? Fucking zesty red ranch.
Red ranch. What's red ranch? What the fuck is that?
It's
is in
no way a ranch. You can't just hijack ranch. Like, that's not... Everybody knows what ranch is.
Is it just a little roast beast blood in there that all makes it red?
Possibly. It is zesty, though. That shit's good. It's not just plain
just
old
squeeze
Arby's.
Squeeze it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not just Arby's sauce. So.
No? Okay. Well, that's good. Wow. That hard-hitting news first, right out of the gate. That's a... Impressive.
Have you eaten it yet?
Wait, tonight?
Yeah, the
sandwich. No. I went for a Red Bull and I switched it up on my beef and cheese snack and went with the Slim Jim pepperoni and cheese.
Whoa.
Wait.
It's got a little spice to it.
That's going to hurt coming out.
Yeah, probably.
And you drank that with a Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What? I mean, at least you gave up the fries. You have a fucking Red Bull with that sandwich?
I don't think I ate anything really today.
Oh, you said a Slim Jim.
Well, the Slim Jim brand
and
beef
Slim
and cheese.
And cheese.
Not a Jack Link's beef and cheese. I've been kind of unsatisfied with the Jack Link's beef and cheese recently.
I thought you were saying there was you chose a sandwich called like the...
Does a Slim Jim... Is their cheese better?
Or
is it just like the same old cheese?
It's all just cheese product. It's just a weird... it's not a cylinder. It's a squared off.
It's just government cheese, right?
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
Did you ever try any of that? You ever get any government cheese?
The cheese is the weak link on the beef and cheese. Like, the beef is tolerable. It's just your average, like, smoked beef snack. It's always the cheese that's just make or break.
Why don't you just get just the beef jerky?
Because I like a little bit of cheese.
Sometimes it's good, you know? It's not always bad. You roll the dice with beef and cheese.
Oh, yeah. And now I'm enjoying these delicious...
20%. 20%.
I'm enjoying a delicious Dragons and Yum Yums beer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a nice plug for them.
It's pretty tasty. It's Dogfish Head. It's them partnering with the Flaming Lips to make a weird little, like, fruity...
Ooh.
Ale.
Flaming Lips are fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to go to a Flamin' Lips concert again.
What's it called again? Dragon Yum Yum?
Dragons and Yum Yums.
Dragons and Yum Yums.
We were at Little King's and they had run out and they still had it on the board and the guy was kind of sad about it. And I was like, I kind of want to try that. Put a fucking pin in that. I'll come back to that later. And then found some at the beer store tonight.
What kind of ale is it?
It is a pale ale brewed with dragon fruit and yum berry, passion fruit, pear, and black carrot juices.
Jeez.
Damn, that's a lot of stuff.
I know. It seems like it would be a lot going on, but it's smooth and tasty. I like it.
Wow. Well done. Man, I'm just drinking Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I have...
It's a fine
brown liquor on standby.
It's a fine Pilsner beer.
From a backup.
Are you just rehydrating right now?
Yeah. Been on the river, you know? You can't drink whiskey the whole time on the river.
Oh my god.
That's a I've seen there's a man that I know, and he was drunk. He was drunk off whiskey one night on a trip. And somebody was like, "Hey, buddy, I think you need to slow down." And they were kind of underestimating his ability to control his drunkenness. And he just started plugging beers just to rehydrate and just to prove a point, too. And he did. He rallied. He was fantastic for the rest of the night. He went for like several more hours. I was like, "Damn, dude, I'm jealous."
This willpower.
This is a man, you know, that did this.
Well, just to back off from the whiskey and then just start drinking beer for a while instead of water and then going back to the whiskey later.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you gotta go to bed sometime, right?
Of course. You gotta put yourself down. We do have one. I don't know if it's really a correction, but we could not think of the name of the movie that Darius from Atlanta was in.
Oh, Darius Goes West?
No, it's not Darius Goes West. It's called Sorry to Bother You. It's that movie that's coming out sometime soon with Lakeith Stanfield starring. Darius. We were talking about. He's right. Darius. He's the weird friend of Atlanta.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, now. Sorry to Bother You. Rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Rings a bell. Season finale of Atlanta, you guys.
Oh, is it out or is it coming up?
It happened last week.
Wait, did I see it?
Season finale?
Give me a clue. Give me something. Not a spoiler, but something that happened.
Airport?
That was the season finale?
Yeah.
I thought there was one more.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay. Damn you, Atlanta. You tricked me.
That fucking show, man. It's out of control.
Huh.
Did you watch the season finale of Barry by any chance?
Oh, no, I haven't gotten that one yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. Y'all still haven't watched The Avengers, have you?
No.
Oh,
oh my gosh. We're like pop culture.
I spoil it.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to spoil it.
You don't spoil it for the listeners. Come on.
No, of course not.
You can spoil it for us. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
But don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what a crazy week it's been in the lives of the Armageddon after party.
Has it been real crazy?
It was. I'm sorry I made you guys wait on me tonight, but I had to go down the river.
It was calling.
That's what, when you're like, hey, I'm not going to be off till 8. My thought was like, oh my God, he's really working hard.
That's what I thought. He's like, fuck, I bet
he's got a hold over at the end of his shift. Some shit has gone down. Something's
I just pictured
broken.
You like cussing at somebody going, what the fuck, man? God damn it.
He's doing some deep like manual labor. He's just in a ditch somewhere trying to repair
with
a
shovel.
Leak.
Yeah. Trying to find it. And it's just knee deep in fucking water and mud.
Yeah. No.
No, then you get here in those beautiful ass little shorts, and I was like, that son of a bitch.
Is that what you wore on the river?
He's been recreating.
Yeah. My bathing suit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been raining. Well, it's been really dry, but then we had a monsoon, and now I had to get on the river. We had a surprisingly sunny day. It was supposed to be raining all day. Didn't.
The river called to you, man.
The river called.
You were on it all day?
No, not all day. It didn't rain all day, what I was saying. I did leave work a little bit early to go get on the river to try to make it back in time for you guys.
Oh, well, I mean, it's also dark. I mean, you can't really be on the river after dark, right?
Oh, right.
Sure.
That's when the shit goes down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shit's always going down river.
It was flowing pretty quickly. I thought it would go faster, but we weren't like paddling or anything.
Just thinking, what if you own land on the river, like at dusk, that was the cutoff for just open shotgun season on kayakers?
it's just a free game after that.
Just birdshot. I mean, you're not going to kill anybody with that. You're just going to sting them a little bit.
No, that didn't happen.
What if one of them was just throwing, like, slinging sporting clays, but really low across the river, and so you just hear, pull, and then just shotgun blast, like, 2 feet above the water?
I mean, that would be pretty scary.
Horrible.
Be
terrifying.
I mean, I think I would handle it with grace, though.
Sure.
I'm a pretty good kayaker.
Oh.
I'm really good at floating, at the very least. Keeping it straight in the, you know. Just floating stages.
You need to be bobbing and weaving at that point, right?
No.
Zigzagging?
No, it's best just to lay low.
Just straighten low as fast as you can?
Mm-hmm.
just, you don't want to, you know, give them a bunch of moving targets.
Well, you want to be real still. Yeah. Not moving hardly at all. Gotcha. Let the river take
if you. If you can, you just, you know, pull over to the side where he is, you know, help him out a little bit.
Drift closer to the shore.
But it was good. Sorry. When the river calls.
You don't have to apologize. Fuck.
Okay. I'll never apologize for the river again.
You should never apologize for the river.
Damn. Sorry, river.
You're apologizing to the river?
No. Just to the river spirit, you know. Sometimes it calls.
You look like you've got that river spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also, it was my first kayaking trek with my new truck.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Honey bought a new ride.
Did you trade in the old one?
Yeah. Well, I guess you could call it a trade.
I just gave it to them. They said they'd keep it.
It broke on the lot. Right
there, yeah. They weren't going to charge me for it. No.
Storage fee?
I traded in for an embarrassingly low amount.
Yeah.
But
the 20 thing, bucks and a blow pop.
I was not driving it back home. We went up to South Carolina to buy it. So
what kind of truck do you get?
I got a 2013 Toyota Tacoma.
You were set on the Tacoma, yeah.
I did. I wanted a Tacoma. Apparently, when I told the insurance lady today, when I was getting the insurance on it, she couldn't find the VIN number under Tacoma. It's a fucking Tacoma. Mm-hmm. She's like, are you sure it's a Tacoma? She says, it says here, pre-runner. I was like, well, that's a type of Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I want Tacoma on it.
What? Do you know the meaning of the name pre-runner? Because I've seen that before, and I'm not sure what. I mean, I understand what pre means, and I can't figure out how it fits into the name of this truck.
I'm not sure, except for, you know, the Forerunner.
The Forerunner, yeah. One,
so maybe the Pre is a two-wheel drive one?
I don't know.
Because mine's two-wheel drive.
Hmm.
Actually, no. I was about to say something that was completely incorrect.
Why did you stop? Why on earth on this podcast would you stop saying something because you realized it was wrong?
Well, I mean, this is more of a factual thing. Not an opinion.
Just a personal goal of my own, just to not spout bullshit left and right to tens of people, infuriating them.
Anyway, she was very confused. She could not, this Vince number does not match.
You scream at her?
It's like, I don't know what to tell you. It's what it says on the side of the truck. And this is the VIN number. But it all worked out. Thank God.
And then I went down the river.
Yeah, I did. And it was very easy. I didn't have to carry a trailer.
Heck yeah.
Carried three kayaks, no prob. Three passengers, no prob.
How long is the bed on this truck?
Not very long, like 6 feet maybe.
No.
But long enough.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Story of his life.
So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Just long enough.
Not that long, but long enough.
Just long enough.
But I was happy. Got what I wanted.
Good for you.
Well, hell yeah.
You should always get what you want, right?
No.
No?
Sometimes you want things that you probably shouldn't get.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Oh, I just thought since we're Americans, we should always get what we want.
Well, I mean, you should, but you shouldn't.
As white males, we certainly should.
Speaking of which, I was perusing Facebook earlier, and I don't know if you know the Georgia gubernatorial election cycle is going on right now. And a good friend of ours,
I was listening to some of the
had,
debates on here really? On the way over. NPR.
Yeah, getting their debate on.
Yeah, which was stupid. They were like, "You have 60 seconds," and then they don't really say much, and then she's cutting them off, and they're trying to rebuttal, and she's like, no rebuttal. It's like...
Oh, they were like going hard and fast with the serious time limit rules?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were staying on it.
Well, no, there was a... somebody had posted on Facebook it wasn't really an ad. It was someone stumping, I guess, for Brian Kemp, one of the Republican candidates for governor in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they said he wants to take a chainsaw to regulations because that's the hip, cool thing to say these days. Like, oh, yeah, fuck regulations. We don't need those. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because things always go great when there's zero regulations.
Right.
But the other thing was they mentioned in this thing that he will, like, stand up for our God-given Second Amendment rights. I was like, maybe that's a little bit hyperbolic. I don't think that comes from God. I mean, it's, I know there's
God
the whole
made man.
Well, I know there's the whole God guns and fill in the blank for the third thing, and it's a weird, like, slogan that's out there, but, like, I don't think it's your God given right to have a gun. I mean, it's your, the forefathers gave us the right to have guns, I guess, with the Second Amendment, but I don't think God had shit to do with that.
I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's true, I guess. There's always that.
You're right. This is a non-falsifiable claim. I can't, like, logically argue that God did not, in fact, give us the right to have guns.
Well, that's, you right. know, in the theory of the multiverse, you know, there's at least one universe where that's true.
That God bestowed upon humankind. Thou shalt have handguns.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure. It's all possible.
Y'all seen the stuff about the deportation bus,
that
haven't
be...
you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. God.
Holy crap.
Wait,
man.
The what?
That's where we are,
well,
I guess.
With, I think it was with Kemp. So he's the one. He's got.
Oh,
to, no, there's
that's
one
right.
article now
yes,
where.
Yes. Holy,
or
yeah.
there's one commercial now where Brian Kemp is sitting there. And he is in a room full of fucking guns. And he's sitting there and he's like, this is Jimmy. Jimmy wants to date my daughter. And he's holding like a double barrel shotgun. And then if you look in the background, you can see there's pistols laying around everywhere and assault rifles and just guns in this whole room. And I got cracked up because it's like watching these Republicans in Georgia try to out Second Amendment each other. But then he's also, I haven't actually seen this commercial. He's got one where he's like, oh yeah, I own a pickup truck. And sometimes I like to drive around and look for illegal immigrants and pick them up. And my loving wife saw that and she's just like, yeah, that's kidnapping. You can't do that. But there's another guy who is running for the governor.
I got a pickup truck for illegals. So what about it for? Is that what you're going to do with yours?
I mean, I do have the extra seats in the back.
All we have to do is drive to Home Depot, right? And just get... We got work.
Right. Just drive them back to Mexico. It's just that simple. But no, there's
I'll bring them out to work at the greenhouse for
of
sure.
Of course. But there's a guy running for governor in Georgia named Michael Williams. And like, he's got this old shitty, like hoopty school bus that he's painted like gray with like black highlights. And it's got deportation bus written down the side. And like, that's his big like campaign stirring up whatever vehicle, like stirring up emotions. He's got on the back, it's like, follow us to Mexico. And then it's got like stuff about rapists and drug dealers and child molesters. And one of the favorite things about it is the fact that they misspelled molesters. Oh, like, you dumb sack of shit. But he's driving around, and like, I guess the implication is that they're just rounding up illegal immigrants and taking them back to Mexico, because that's how that works.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Oh, I hate it when Georgia continues to make national news for shit like that.
Right. And I haven't really even been paying attention to the Republican side, especially. But is he? Where is he in the
nowhere,
polls?
Nowhere. Casey Cagle is way out in front, and then Kemp, I think, is halfway behind him.
Ew.
And then you've got like three or four other folks that just don't stand a chance, and he's one of them, I think.
Right.
But it's weird. I know we live in a very red state, but that's one interesting thing about Trump is that these people are trying to like surf that wave. Like, I think either Cagle or Kemp has like a Georgia First policy on their campaign, which is just a ripoff of American First, which right. is terrifying because it sounds like some shit from Europe in the 30s.
Right. Well, thanks for bringing us down again.
Oh, sorry. And then we've got the Stacys. There's two Stacys running for the Democratic,
all
the Democratic
right.
nomination.
Abrams?
That would be Black Stacy.
Okay. And the other one is?
I don't know her last name, but I call her White Stacy.
Okay. I'm for Black Stacy, I think. I don't even know their platforms.
I have no idea. You're going for Black Stacy?
Yeah.
I wish we had a friend named Black Stacy. I think that'd be awesome. It's a great. It's got a great ring to it.
It does. Mm. A guy friend.
A guy named Black Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I wish I could somehow hijack that nickname, but there's no way I'm making that happen. Just I take another nickname. Yeah. Welcome to Armageddon After Party with Pig Roast and Black Stacy.
Yeah, we could try it.
No, I don't think it didn't. There's no connection at all to it. So.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll throw it in there every once in a while and just see if it sticks.
You've heard of Black Pete, right?
I don't know. I guess not.
So over in the Scandinavian countries, they have Sinterklaas,
who's their
Santa Claus, and he's got a counterpart named Black Pete, and Black Pete is like his sidekick, but Black Pete is typically historically portrayed by a white person in blackface, and I've heard this described as, people get offended at it, but they point out that like this is Scandinavia's version of the war on Christmas. Like it's just something that comes up every Christmas and there's a huge, it's not really a scandal, but like news agencies devote massive amounts of time to like, oh, the controversy of Black Pete. And when it comes down to it, like not many people really fucking care. It's just something that lazy news people use at Christmas to fill time. So, but there is a white guy in blackface. So Black Pete.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, you're full of it today.
Just completely full of it.
I don't know where you go from Black Pete.
Black Stacy, Black Pete, Black Panther?
Sure. Another movie I never saw.
You didn't see Black Panther?
I haven't seen it either yet.
Oh, man. I know. You guys.
I know.
What are the last movies that you did see?
Oh, in a theater? Probably.
For me, it's probably Star Wars.
Damn, dude.
I know. I have a kid, and it's been...
Yeah.
It takes all my money.
Three billboards since then. No, ooh. I don't want to see movie.
We rented that.
So good.
That is really good. It's really, really good. Hey, oh, fuckhead.
I think the last movie I saw was Annihilation.
Oh, how was that?
It was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Was it as good as Ex Machina?
Yeah, it was just different.
Yeah.
But I liked it. It was weird. But good.
Weird but good, says Red.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what kind of rating are you giving this on? And also explain the scale.
I'll give it one thumb up
mm-hmm.
your butt.
Oh.
So that's good.
Nice.
That's good. I mean, I could go two if you want.
with the option of the other thumb?
Yeah, option.
I mean, I can go two if you want. but one, I think, is good.
Definitely one.
Yeah. But we could fit two.
Especially if we're going to be laughing like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to injure myself.
Just make sure you're well-groomed.
Oh, my God, I'm not.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I've been on the river, so there's that. Real swamp ass.
River ass.
Oh God.
Little
river
sand,
ass.
Little sand in there, you know.
A little gritty. Yeah.
Oh.
Cold and gritty.
That's why you gotta wear the tight bathing suit. Absolutely. So it can't get in. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, a little bit will get in, but you want to prevent as much as possible.
And once it gets in, it's not gonna happen with this thing.
Yeah.
No shaking it loose.
No, there's no shaking it loose in those shorts. No.
So did you see the article? That it's posted to the Armageddon After Party Twitter page, but the woman in the Tim Hortons in Canada becoming very, very irate with staff.
Oh, this is wonderful.
And
this is what the internet is for.
I didn't see it.
It's security camera footage, like over the cash register,
right?
I guess, and like she's fucking one hand up, she's like yelling at staff or whatever, and then she undoes her sweater that she's got tied around her her waist and like throws it down.
She does this,
and then
right?
She backs up. And she drops trowel, and she just shits all over the floor.
I mean, she just drops a big old fucking turd.
She dumps on the floor, reaches down, snatches it up like a soldier, flings it at the person behind the counter.
What?
The whole turd just wings it.
What? But then she wipes her ass with like the paper, like the napkins there, and then after she wipes her ass, she throws that at him too. She does it like a couple times. It is amazing.
Holy
shit. You have to see this. You have to see this.
All right, I guess we'll live watch it or audio. Yeah. Let's do it.
But apparently, and this is also linked to on the Twitter, on Brianna After Party Twitter page, but like she was very irate because they would not let her use the bathroom. She wanted to use the washroom.
Well, that's why they wouldn't. We know you have to do a number two. Number one, number two.
I got a shit.
All right, just give me a second. Give me a second. I'm going to have this up. And just...
Oh, sorry. I just inadvertently put my Twitter on like nighttime mode where everything is dark. This changes everything. This is fucking sweet.
It's really amazing, Rhett. It's like, holy fucking shit. That's gangster as fuck.
Yeah.
That's gangster as fuck.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to put Twitter on my phone.
I guess you don't need to put Twitter on your phone at all.
We should have just showed this video to you before we described it in detail. So,
are you showing it to him?
Can we do mic up to the?
No.
There's no sound at all. It's like a security.
So yeah, she's quite belligerent. She's up in their face. She's not. What? That
is this a gas station?
Unattractive? No, a Tim Hortons.
Oh,
so I think it's kind of like a
Aldi,
a Denny's or something.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my god.
Are you seeing that?
Holy fucking shit.
Look at that. Look at that. She just gets up against that partition. Look, she's. Oh, I'm about to get to the part. Oh,
fuck. Holy shit.
I've got to watch it again.
It's amazing. I've watched it like so many times.
What the fuck?
She just unties, she tosses it down, drops trowel, and just stares. She looks him in the fucking eye the whole time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And just dumps on the floor.
It's hardcore. Oh,
and then doesn't pull her pants back up. Like, she flings the shit and then just keeps running around the store.
Fuck. People are crazy. She had the shit, man.
Had the shit. Well,
that
is funny as shit. I can't use your bathroom. You're not gonna let me use your bathroom. I'm gonna fucking take a shit. I'm gonna shit right here. I'm gonna fucking throw it at you. Whatever. Fucking, she did it. I wish we had the audio.
Oh no, shit.
God.
And she does. She goes for two wipes. Like, she grabs the paper towels, wipes, and flings.
Because that's what she's doing. Like, before she starts doing it, she walks over and grabs some like napkins, doesn't she? And then she. And she has the sweater tied around. She's great.
Wow. I don't know how I missed this before.
She's not on the Twitters, dude.
Oh, that, I guess that's why.
It's really fucking... it's an amazing video.
I thoroughly enjoyed. I'm going to have to, like I said, put Twitter on my phone now just so I can watch that video over and over.
Wait, you don't have Twitter on your phone?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh.
It's probably best.
Yeah, they said they would not let her use the washroom, and she really, really had to go, which probably explains why she was able to poop so quickly. Tim Horton's washroom policy is that anyone can use it. You don't have to be a customer, but that in some franchises, employees have to give you a key or buzz you into the toilet at their discretion. Mm-hmm. And apparently they said that she was not allowed to use the washroom because of, quote, past behavior and out of concern for the immediate safety of team members and guests in the restaurant. So I don't know if she just really had to shit and she was acting crazy.
I wonder if it was a smelly one, too. I mean, it looks like it would be a real just
drop
like...
The, It's solid enough for her to be able to grab it and throw it, though.
I love it, man. She goes over to the napkin dispenser, just grabs. She's still yelling at him. She's like, all right, I'm going to fucking shit. Fine. Won't let me use it? I'm going to do it right here. Fuck you. He's just on the phone in front of... Oh, my God.
But it's like there's the initial blast, which appears to be solid enough to throw. And then if you look closely, there's a little bit of like aftershock stuff where it's just like little bits. Oh, it's disgusting. Oh my God.
I would be so mad if I worked there too, because you got to clean it up.
Fuck.
Oh, I wonder if it hit anybody.
Oh God.
You're going to have to sanitize everything.
Yes.
God damn it. Got on our donuts. Donuts.
That's the unanswered question. Did she actually hit the employee with that big old clump of doo-doo?
Right.
Oh, man. But it hit everywhere. I bet whatever it hit, it just...
Because so in that situation, if you're behind the counter and you see someone scoop up a turd and just like Joe Namath spiral that shit at you, do you turn your back on that and try to get away, or do you like stay facing it and try to matrix that shit, like, and the shit just rolls over
your eyes? I think you have to turn and take it on the back, because you're not going to be able to, like, there's no way. But it's just going to be coming from everywhere.
It's not
going
to be one solid
break,
projectile.
That was going to break up.
Oh, like a shotgun blast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. But it's then like you grease. Have to, splatter of a grease.
But then you have to rely on the goodness of your coworkers to help you clean that dookie off your back.
You just go immediately outside, take everything off, find the hope. You burn it.
You just burn it.
Start washing.
Yeah.
You go to the eye washing station.
Right.
You are fucking getting the alcohol.
Right.
I mean, you're fucking, yeah. You're like, I'm going home. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm off the clock.
Yes.
You know, it's like, fuck you. I just get hit with fucking shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like when our friend Mark got robbed at the liquor store next to our house, and then they called him in the next day, and they were like, hey, you're scheduled to work. And he's like, I'm not coming in. And they're just like, well, we need you to work. And he's like, well, I fucking quit. I'm not going to do this anymore. I got robbed at gunpoint yesterday, you assholes.
Right.
I wonder if that's the worker that got fucking feces all over their body. If the next day, well, I mean, it's Canada, so maybe they're like, oh, you just take a day off, eh?
First of all, I'd be asking for a big fucking raise. It's like, I just took one for the team. I need to be fucking comped for that.
Right.
And I'm taking a week off, paid.
Which for some reason I was like thinking, like hoping, I don't know if there's like an Onion Canada, but like I wanted to see that article of like woman defecates on floor at restaurant and flings it or whatever. And it's like, I don't see how this keeps happening, said the only country where this ever happens. I don't know
weird.
If that's a common thing in Canada for people to defecate.
Can you imagine being there?
Oh, that was, yeah. In one of the articles they were saying, they were like, why did the other restaurant patrons not react to this? And it's just like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah
I'm seeing someone take a shit in the floor, like, ow, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm going to maintain my strict no eye contact policy as I do with homeless people.
I'm going to go. I'm going to leave. When there is poo.
Just the smell.
Oh my God.
Open air feces is god awful.
God, but could you imagine though? Just you're there and that, just seeing somebody fling it,
like a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the my moment. Like, what's it gonna be? What's gonna happen? Where am I gonna be? And someone flings poo. I'm just waiting for it. I went to Walmart the other day. I was like. Going into that, when I'm parking in that parking lot and then walking in there, I tense up a little bit because I'm just waiting for something like that to happen.
Right.
But, I mean, that is like a legitimate thought I had. We're all in our fifth decade of life on this earth, and like there have been situations that we've all found ourselves in where I've really got to take a shit. And there's not going to be much stopping this. And if you were to go into a situation and either someone's in the bathroom occupying the toilet, or you just go somewhere in a situation where there's a gatekeeper,
yeah,
and they're just stopping you, and you're just like, I can't, this is, I mean, I thought about it with like, if you're on a road trip and you go to a gas station and you're like, I need the key to the bathroom. And they're like, customers only. And you're like, this is happening whether you give me the key to the bathroom or not. Like, do you run around the back and shit on the wall?
I may have done that before.
I've done that before. Yeah. I have done that before. Yeah. I've gone off into the little wooded area and fucking,
or you went back
behind a brick wall, whatever. I took a shit.
Right. You went back there and somebody already got the key and isn't in there. And
it's, oh, like, God.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I didn't shit on the door or anything, but, you know.
Yeah. Just blasting all over the doorknob.
Some bushes, you know, right next nearby.
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
It's a terror of mine. I mean, just the idea of, like, getting somewhere and, like, this is happening. This is going to happen no matter what.
But I always just assume, though, besides gas stations, like, if you can find a gas at, like, a Quick Trip or something,
Quick Trip, yeah. They're money. Walmart's money. Quick Trip is money. You're good.
Something like that. But I get it with restaurants not wanting that. I mean,
do you know anyone who's ever shat into a stand-up urinal?
Oof, I don't.
Mm-mm.
That seems dangerous. That seems like if you have the type of shit that would necessitate shitting into a stand-up urinal, you're going to get some blowback.
That's so... Oh. It's probably happened at Nowhere Bar.
I'm sure it has.
Trying to think of that girl that was in the men's room that one time, if she was peeing or pooping. She had to be peeing, I think. I don't think she was dookieing in there. That would be...
I always hated it when I walked in there and someone was taking a shit.
I took many a shit in there.
Really?
Oh, God.
Dart season?
I just always felt bad. I was like, man, you need to go home and shower.
I mean, if I could get away with it, I would go, you know, to the Globe.
Globe is nice.
Yeah. Globe is really nice.
But sometimes it's like, whoop. Yeah, this is happening. Holy shit.
I don't know how much you guys enjoy the food at the Sultan restaurant on Baxter Street, but...
I've never been there.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, bonus, I didn't realize this the other day. This is also posted to the Facebook page on Armageddon After Party, but apparently there is a bidet on the toilet.
Oh, right.
Yes, if you want to go in there and drop a big stinky load, apparently there's something that will spray your anus off with...
I don't know how I feel about a public bidet.
Another person's bidet, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems weird.
Well, I put it out there. I thought that was what it was, but I wasn't 100% sure. I think some smart ass is like, just stand in front of it and turn that dial and see what happens. It's a water fountain. Drink from it. It's like, shut up. But, yeah.
I think it was confirmed on there that it was a bidet, right?
But, yeah. I mean, I think if it's clean enough, you could drink out of it.
Well, I mean, it's fresh water. I mean, it's not... I mean, the dookie's in
there. Oh, it's fresh.
The dookie's down below, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's drawing from...
No, it's not recycling.
Well, the dookie, like, being down there makes that water taste so much better in comparison.
But it seemed like it was kind of up under, like, the backside of the rim. And so I felt like there was a good potential for the ricochet onto the back of the balls. Like, I thought that might be an issue.
Sure. I mean, you could get a little mist down.
Well, I imagine you probably have to, like, do some shifting around. I don't think that thing moves on its own.
But, I mean, this is a hell of a commitment, though. Like, not only are you like, I'm going to make sure that I have a shit to drop at this restaurant, which is dicey enough already. But then you're like, let's just roll the dice on where this bidet is pointing. If it's I don't know, maybe people are physically different. I mean, I don't know where.
Before you sit down, give it a little test squirt.
No, it'll shoot out. Like, it's got to be forceful, right?
No, it's not going to hurt.
Well, no, it's got to have some pressure to it, or it's not going to knock the dookie off your anus.
I think it does.
Pressure?
I think it's like a...
It's not like a light, like a spitting old man. I mean, it's going to be like a...
I'm about to throw
it. It's at least going to be like a, I don't know, like a the pee of a young boy. There's going to be some pressure to it. It's not going to be like, it's not like a laser, like hurt your anus pressure, but like there's going to be some pressure there.
Well, I don't know. You were the closest to using one.
But see, this is my point.
Probably not.
This is my exact point that I'm trying to make is you don't know what that pressure is until you're sitting there post shit and you crank that fucker up.
I'm sure that it is a reasonable pressure.
So which one of you survivors out there is going to roll the dice on this? Who's going to go to the Sultan? Who's going to test this out and report? Yes!
I'll report back. If I stay there long enough, I'll have to take a shit.
What is long enough? Like 30 to 45 minutes? Or?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the type of food that would produce some poo-poo in you pretty quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious, man.
Yeah. Mediterranean?
Yes. They've got, I think they've got like a, you can get like a half chicken or a quarter chicken with some delicious garlic sauce over rice. Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's.
They've got kebabs.
Sounds
they've
like
got
a
falafel.
Good shit.
They've got those weird grape leaf things that are awesome. They've got tabbouleh. They've got baba ganoush.
Oh, I always like a good baba ganoush.
Baba Ganoush is one of those things that sounds amazing, but I think when I actually get it, it's not as good as it sounds. It's I'm not even sure what Baba Ganoush is.
It's like a casserole type thing, right?
I don't know.
It's like a hamburger helper.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the little. It's like mac and cheese esque.
That was one of the weird things today when I was like checking out the beef and cheese sandwich, trying to determine that the zesty red ranch sauce, what the name of that shit was. I ended up finding a Wikipedia article that was just like notable sandwiches. And I'd skip lunch, so I was just staring at this article for, I don't know, like 10 minutes of just reading all these different notable sandwiches. It was really amazing. I thought it was a very well put together article.
Did you recognize all of the sandwiches?
No, there were things on there that I did not recognize. One of them was a Portuguese sandwich called I think it's like a Prego or something, but it's essentially, I think it's like it's like a cheesesteak without the cheese. It's just like savory beef and like onions and peppers. My God, it just seemed delicious.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know, but the red ranch sauce sounds really good.
But they have, first of all, they have a brief definition of sandwiches. Major types of sandwiches include 2 slices of bread with other ingredients in between. Or 2 halves of a baguette with other ingredients in between.
Is this Wikipedia?
Yes.
Oh, fuck Wikipedia.
Then you have pocket sandwiches and open face sandwiches. And then you also have sandwich cookies and ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, good ice cream sandwich
now. Oh, the open face sandwich. You know.
It's just one piece of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think an open-faced sandwich is a sandwich. I think a sandwich, I mean, the whole point is that you can grab it with one hand and eat it and be delicious and all that. Be delicious? No.
You can't do that with an open face?
So, yeah, there's bacon sandwiches. Then there's bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches.
Okay. All right.
And then there's bagel toast sandwiches.
What?
And then there's something called a baked bean sandwich, which I've never heard of.
A baked bean sandwich?
That's just somebody that's really fucked up at the end of a night that's just like throwing beans between 2 slices of bread.
I'll eat some
beans,
man.
John's giving me a real Bubba Gump vibe right now.
It does. It feels like
there's a turkey sandwich. There's a ham sandwich.
Macadamia
there's a bologna
nuts.
Sandwich. Fried bologna sandwich. Pickle and peanut butter sandwich.
Just a straight mayonnaise sandwich.
Manic ketchup sandwich. Cheese sandwich. Grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, what is sandwich loaf? Alternators layers of bread and filling frosting to resemble a layer cake. I've never heard of that before.
Is that a club sandwich?
No, that is a sandwich loaf.
I'm about to lay a sandwich loaf in that, inside of that.
I got an open sandwich.
Place.
I got a closed sandwich.
I got an up sandwich. I got a down sandwich.
We got a sandwich with the crust. We got a sandwich without the crust.
Oh, they've got the hot brown open face with turkey and bacon topped with Mornay sauce and baked or broiled. Oh, my God. I want a hot brown so bad.
Yeah,
you do.
I want a hot brown in my mouth so bad. Oh, there's one called a Juicy Lucy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What noise was that? Oh.
Well, there is the Monte Cristo. Y'all are aware of that.
Oh, God. Give me a break, Monte Cristo.
Deep fried sandwich. Come on. You got to throw some respect that way, right?
I do. I like it. I want one right now.
Oh.
Yeah, the Prego is a Portuguese sandwich. Steaks flavored with onions and red wine. Oh, my God. Let's see.
Red,
garlic, chilies, bay leaf, parsley.
Wine.
A reduced marinade-based sauce is drizzled over the meats. Oh, it sounds so delicious. I want one so bad.
Mm.
Bread is so bad for you. It's carbohydrates. I don't think I can give it up. I love a good sandwich.
I mean, everything is fine in moderation, John.
The bad thing is all of this started when I was just
everything.
Looking up
you just
beef
need
and
to
cheese.
Walk a little bit more.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
What is a pudgy pie?
Reverend Flores Pudgy Pie.
New nickname. What do we got? Sandwich made in a pan with margarine on the outside and either savory with pizza sauce and other fillings on the inside or
pizza
sweet
Josh.
Containing pie filling. The term pudgy pie is sometimes used to refer to pie irons, a gadget used for campfire cooking.
You should totally go as that for Halloween.
A pudgy pie?
That's close.
Yes.
That would be awesome. What are you? I'm a budget pie.
Budget pie. Who the hell was that? Good Lord, that you threw that. That sounded like it was him.
Man.
My God.
That, yeah. That had some texture to it.
I don't burp.
Never?
Never.
Oh. No, it all goes down to the anus. I'm all farts.
Holy shit, dude. There's a thing called a shooter sandwich in England prepared by filling a hollowed out long loaf of bread with cooked filet mignon steak, cooked mushrooms, salt, and pepper.
That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. I just love listening to John Reed.
Sandwich list?
Different types of sandwiches.
Oh, the Sloppy Joe. And then there's the Sloppy Joe, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
What is that? Where you get dead body in it?
Sloppy Joe gets pregnant.
Is Jimmy Hoffa? A really bad tan. Fake fingernails and, yeah, pregnant.
Sloppy Joe gets knocked up. I like that. Sloppy Joe, New Jersey is a triple-decker rye bread sandwich made with one or more types of sliced deli meat, such as turkey, ham, pastrami, corned beef, roast beef, or sliced beef tongue, along with Swiss cheese, coleslaw, and Russian dressing. That sounds suspiciously like a Reuben.
Yeah.
That is not a Sloppy Joe at all, New Jersey. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Hey, Reuben, you know, they're not for our people.
Oh, my God. Do you think it's because people from New Jersey hate Jews?
No, that is not what I was saying.
Do you know?
I think it is.
It's cultural appropriation.
Wait, who is culturally appropriating?
Their own.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know, it's how, like, you know, you gotta rename things in your own culture.
Oh, I thought everybody from Jersey was, like, what was on Jersey Shore.
Snooki?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just figured everybody looked like that.
Have y'all watched like Floribama Shore?
Say that again?
Floribama Shore?
No.
Okay.
Floribama Shore.
I haven't either.
That's what it sounded like.
Floribama Shore.
It's like, it sounds like you're holding your tongue.
It's hard to say Floribama Shore.
That is hard.
Is it?
I think so.
Floribama Shore?
Say Floribama Shore.
Faster. Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore. Floribama Shore. Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore.
Floribama
Shore. Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore. For blemisher.
I rest my case.
For blemishy. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
We gave you that one. I'm not sure what kind of animal it was.
That was a weird thing. We don't even know which dog brought that to the back of the porch, right? Oh, no. We're losing him.
It was so
disgusting. He's getting queasy.
I mean, I'm assuming it was one of them, but, you know, it was probably killed by the cat.
It was very slick. It was very moist and slick and black. And then there was a long...
Did they have hair?
They were enjoying it. Yeah, it was just licked back.
Okay. And it looked like it was hairless.
And there was a long hairless tail, which I think we've said eliminates voles and chipmunks.
It was a chewed up rat.
I guess I don't know what a vole is.
It digs like a mole, but it looks like a mouse.
So it's like a cross between.
Looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker.
But they're herbivores, where your moles are digging to look for grubs and such in the ground. Voles are looking for like the roots of fresh roots of vegetables and stuff. That's what voles are, herbivores.
Oh, I hate voles then.
Which I did find out recently. That's how you can determine if you have a mole or a vole problem. You can find one of their tunnels where you can see where they've dug through your yard and dig up a little bit and take a piece of an apple and sit it in the tunnel, put a board across the top of it, come back a little bit later, and if the apple has been chewed up, voles.
All right, because moles like grubs.
Yep, mosey grubs.
What if grubs get in your apple?
I don't think grubs do that. I think grubs just
You don't think grubs
sit.
Get in apples?
They just live in the soil until it's time to
you
grow
don't think
into
they would
something
eat an
else.
Apple?
I mean, maybe in a pinch.
Worms eat apples? Grubs are just a worm?
Yeah.
I think you would eat an apple. It'd be like a very concentrated source of energy.
Have you ever seen the devices they use to murder like moles and voles?
Yeah, like that, like put over their hole and then it like They like snaps them in the head when they stick their whole head
up. It's kind of like a guillotine, but with essentially like nails on it. You can see in your yard where they've burrowed through your shit.
Right.
And you just stick this thing over the top and you crank it up and like twist it up and tension it. And then there's a little trip thing in there. And so when the mole goes through the tunnel or whatever, this thing just jams down into your soil and fucking kills the shit out of it.
Yeah. Then you have to pull it up out of the soil all dirty.
I think you probably just crank it out and you've got an impaled rodent on the end of the thing.
That sounds disgusting. So.
That does sound disgusting.
No.
It sounds real disgusting.
I mean, I can understand why they would want to lick that thing to death, though. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. I think we're about to run TJ off of the podcast with our talk of this terrible animal.
I just got a call. I got to go. I got a sick kid.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to take off. But it was disgusting. That thing was fucking filthy. It looked like it was hairless and things were oozing out of it.
Oh, God.
They were just, they just had. Oh. I'm going to throw up on the way home.
Don't do that.
I'm cutting it short tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll see how much longer we go, which is probably not going to be very much.
You guys will do great. You always.
Thanks,
do.
Man.
All right. Take care of that kid.
Yeah, hope your kid's okay.
See y'all later.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Oh, thank God he's gone.
There
Jeez.
Goes all the color commentary.
Finally. So what do you know about?
I don't know because I haven't seen any of the movies that you've seen.
Yeah. I've got a little small podcast list on my phone, but I think I've hit all the topics that we had on the list for the night.
Well, one thing I can say is that I'm now that I have actual Bluetooth connectivity in my new truck.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna get back on the audiobook train, and I need a good recommendation. I prefer nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
No, I'm sorry. I prefer fiction.
Ah, I prefer fiction. Yeah.
Sorry.
I got that completely backwards.
Yeah, the exact opposite of what I said before.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer fiction. You know, I was thinking about doing Game of Thrones. You never watched that show, did you?
I've just watched a little bit of it over here with you guys. I've never watched a significant amount of it.
Right.
When the free HBO pops up on the television, sometimes I'll flip over on the off chance that there's some nudity coming up.
Oh yeah, sometimes there's some nice nudity.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever seen the show, so I don't really know anything about all the more expanse of the world. But I hear that's supposed to be a really good audiobook.
Oh yeah.
The guy who does it's supposed to be really good. Does different voices for everybody and real consistent.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, so you got no recommendations for the fiction books? It's all nonfiction for you?
I think I've told you this. Like, I haven't been reading much at all lately. Oh. I need to get back in the habit. Like, I strongly believe that that's probably the best way to actually gain useful knowledge is through reading the reading things.
Right.
And I've been trying to, like, look for articles and stuff, and in spare time, like if I'm out on lunch break and stuff or getting ready for bed, I kind of like Google search shit on my phone and try to find some interesting articles. But I don't know, eventually I will just work my way back to shitty YouTube videos and watch some Aussie man stuff or some honest trailers. It's just eye candy. It's dumb and I enjoy watching it, but
it's easy.
Yeah,
but you can just do that while you're driving.
Yes, just wait, YouTube videos or reading?
Yeah, YouTube videos.
Not for much longer. The laws are changing in the state of Georgia. It's a new day.
Oh, no, it's fine. You just got to get that dashboard mount.
Ooh, I haven't thought about that.
Do you have a CD player in that fancy car of yours?
Yes, I do have a compact disc player.
Yeah, some of our listeners may not even know what that is.
Compact discs?
Yeah. but they make this mount now that like slides into the disc player, you know, and holds your phone right there. Like,
oh shit.
Nice little easy access screen for your phone.
So is that the law? You can't like physically hold the phone in your hand and do anything. Like as long as it's supported some other way.
Yeah. I mean, it just looked like, you know, you're changing radio station or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't have the phone in your hand.
That's the weird thing. Like in the past month or so, as the news that law is changing has hit, I've been just looking at my phone so much more than I ever did before. I don't know. There's some weird contrarian.
Let's do it now.
Well,
while we can.
It's not even that. I mean, I guess it is. It's like, yeah, get your jollies now while you're going through it. But I don't know. It's just for some reason I've just been constantly, I mean, scarily to the point that like I've run off the road a couple of times. I've almost hit people like twice.
Yeah, the reason that you're not supposed to.
I know, but it's so much worse because I'm told that I can't.
Right.
I need to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably should, mostly just so it'll keep you from A, getting in a wreck, and B, getting a ticket now. Nobody wants a ticket. You know, the wreck's one thing, but nobody wants a ticket, too.
Do you know how much the actual, like, cost of the ticket's going to be?
No. let's say $200.
$200?
Does that seem excessive? That seems like what any kind of ticket is now.
No, yeah, we'll go over that.
Like, they're like, $100 isn't enough for anybody now. $200, that'll hurt. regardless of what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good law. I'm much more in support of it now that I have a Bluetooth in my car. Yeah? Oh, my gosh. It's like the Reverend Flores is doing his pre-show mouth exercises.
What? I don't know. This is just a very persistent dog. Like, this is usually the dog gets in here and lays down and gets all toots out and just chills out. Now, for some reason tonight, she's just growling at me when I stop petting her.
Well, you can stop petting her. She'll figure it out.
No, she's going to put her fucking muddy paw in my pants.
She might. She might. Hey,
come here, muddy paw pants. Come here. Come on. Lay down there.
Interesting radio, listening to the dog jingle.
Jingle jangling around.
Jingle jangle. I wonder what that's going to sound like in twice speed.
I haven't thought about that.
Jingle jangle.
I don't know. Do you think we lost any of our listeners after the controversy from the last episode?
I mean, I hope not. I hope that they've stuck with us long enough to know that we respect people and we try to have fun and make light of whatever we can because that's how we communicate, but still respect everyone. And,
oh, yeah. I think we really strengthen our relationship with at least two of our listeners, two of our most faithful listeners.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, notice we didn't call out for suggestions to talk about this week. Although maybe we should have because we're really struggling right now.
But no, we did. Let's see. Strip Mall Karate had something on here. I think he was a little late to the game because we had put that out there as far as looking for topics, looking for something.
Right. And, sorry, see. It's my fault that we can never give much notice.
What now?
To the listeners out there, it's my fault that we can never give much notice when we're going to be recording. Sorry. The river calls, man. When the river calls, you answer.
Oh, of course, man. I understand that. Oh, yeah. Strip Mall Karate threw us a few different things to. He said, watch This Is America during the podcast. That's the new, that's the Childish Gambino song, right?
Yep.
This Is America.
Seen it. I like it.
Very catchy. I had a weird experience with that, which is that the first time I heard that song was his performance on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know. We weren't into it. Like it didn't come across that well. But then later, I don't know, sometime the next week or so, I actually watched the video, and of course the video is just mind blowing. It's just super interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and then also got into a bit of a YouTube rabbit hole while I was ironing the other day, and there was an interview with him and I think the girl who voices the robot in Solo, and it was one of those weird like local goofy interviewers or whatever where they're like, oh, tell us about Solo, and then at some point in time he's like, so Donald Glover, big week for you, I mean This Is America dropped, so what's going on in that video, do you want to talk about what's going on in that video, and he's just like, no. And the guy pressed him on it, asked him like a follow-up question and just like basically trying to get some clarification on what that video means. And right. Donald Glover's response was just essentially like, no, I just put that out there and you can take from it what you will, essentially.
Right.
Like, damn, that's very artistic of you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I liked it.
But yeah, I've gotten much more into just the groove of that song since seeing the video, and like I've come around to it, and yeah, it's just awesome. It's parts of it have just been stuck in my head, like the little choir parts and all that.
Yeah, it's really good.
But yeah, he Stramon Karate's got that. He's got T.J. Miller.
Oh, new news for T.J. Miller?
I have not looked up new news for T.J. Miller.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's he doing after his whole bomb threat on a train?
I'm assuming he's just laying low after that one, after getting like federal charges for calling it a bomb threat to another train.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what comes of that. If you're I guess you can afford a decent lawyer at that point, but
yeah. I'm sure. Hopefully he's got enough money from some of the movies and stuff. I think, what was the, there's some big like mainstream movie that he was a voice for, did voiceover something for, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hopefully he's got enough money to hire a good attorney. Maybe get some probation on that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's going to be on your record.
He's got meatloaf sandwiches, better than plain meatloaf.
Oh, I mean, yeah, usually I would say so, because that's like a next day kind of thing, and you gotta give meatloaf a time to settle. It's great reheated.
Where do you stand on meatloaf? Because that's one of those things that I really like, the classic like shitty meatloaf with ketchup on top, and it's just in the oven, so it's just glazed on ketchup. Yeah. Like, I've been to places where they serve like glorified meatloaf, and it's like, oh, it's made with fresh tomatoes on top. It's like, you go fuck yourself. I just want meatloaf with ketchup on top from Cracker Barrel or my mom. It's amazing.
I mean, I like the fancy meatloafs as well, but I hear what you're saying. I like a good ketchup meatloaf.
Well, I think there's a dip. I think there's regular old shitty meatloaf that's awesome. And then there's fancy meatloaf, which is, I don't like it. And then there's like a next level meatloaf, like maybe a terrine or something. Is that what you call it when there's like it's a loaf like of
gelatinous?
There's some gelatinous goo in there, I think.
It's just the fat from the meat, right?
I think mix
that in there with it.
I think I've had like a terrine from 5 and 10 that was just absolutely next level delicious.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that technically counts as meatloaf or.
I don't know. Golly, that's something I don't even think good old Wikipedia could answer for us.
No, Wikipedia is not good for, I don't think they're good for public opinion. I mean, they'll give you some facts. They will give you a list of sandwiches.
Is it public opinion whether or not a terrine is a meatloaf? Or is that a fact kind of thing? I feel like it would be more of a fact.
This is going to require some research, I think.
Right. Well, listener challenge.
Someone hit us up.
Who knows what the fuck terrine is? Is it meatloaf?
At afterpartypod@gmail.com.
Is terrine meatloaf?
Afterpartypod at Twitter or facebook.com//. And we're getting afterparty.
Forward slash.
Gotcha.
No.
He also says, where's that one hitter that I used to have?
Not really sure what that means. Like, weed pipe?
I'm thinking that's a weed pipe of some sort.
I don't know. Yeah. Hello.
Are we updating? Is it possible that you left that in Jekyll?
Oh, yeah. Possible.
Very possible. Lost it at the beach, maybe?
Lost it at the beach. That's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, this is not you. This is Strip Mall Karate.
I know.
No.
Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
It's been a while since I've lost my one hitter.
It's been a while. No, I don't get it.
Because I want to Jekyll.
He also mentions the Iberian pig.
Ooh, yeah. I've never been there, but I know you have a few times.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah?
Yes, it's one of the, to this day, yeah, it's one of the best things I've ever had in my mouth.
What was that specific thing?
The Iberian pig.
Oh, yeah? Just straight up pig.
Yes, it is. It's ham. I think it's like jamón ibérico, something like that. But it's black-footed, if I remember this correctly, like it's black-footed pig that have been feasting on acorns over in Spain. And my God, they just slice it so thin. And it's just, I mean, I mean, you have a concept of ham. You understand what ham is and how good it is.
Right.
Now just take that and imagine it's the best ham you could possibly ever imagine.
So it's not like prosciutto-esque or like when I'm thinking ham, you know, or when I think really thinly sliced meats, that's what I'm thinking of, but obviously it's a different cut.
Really thinly sliced charcuterie, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But yeah, that is good Lord. That place is awesome. We went there for like a joint birthday thing a while back. Actually, it was Shrimp All Karate. Yeah,
like it smoked or what's going on with it?
Cured. I think it's cured. I'm not sure if it's smoked. I'm not sure exactly how they make it.
Interesting.
They send over big old hog legs and then slice off little pieces of it for you to enjoy at a very, very expensive cost.
Oh, really? They do like a tableside cutting.
No, they don't. They don't slice it in front of you.
Oh,
that'd be a little morbid if they just brought a hog leg out and started like carving off of it.
Would it?
I would eat it. I mean, I would be good with it. I think maybe 2/3 of the public wouldn't be.
Really?
Yeah, I think people get queasy when they start thinking about like the actual animal that whatever came off of.
I mean, it's like, just a bone. It's like there's a bone in a fucking.
But anything. They do at that, like over the bar, they have some of these big hams hanging. Like, so, I mean, it's not, it's very clear.
I think if you're eating there, you're probably not like your average Joe going to Wendy's. Well, I mean, you go to Wendy's, but that's not all you eat.
Mm-hmm.
But late night in a pinch, a double stack.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, I wouldn't even say late night in a pinch. I would say like Wendy's is probably if you are just craving a delicious burger, I would say Wendy's is probably a solid go to on that.
It's my go to for sure.
I'm not gonna do the Baconator. That's a little excessive in my opinion.
You know why? It's because they put that nacho cheese on it too. It's too much.
There's nacho cheese on a Baconator?
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes. You don't need that. You already got all kinds of bacon.
Oh, speaking of which, I would like to give a little bit of a shout out to a new local restaurant out in beautiful Oglethorpe County.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So,
a new restaurant? No, I'm not aware of this.
So the Biscuit Barn. I don't know if you noticed that place recently closed down. Not really recently, like 6 months ago, something like that. But
6 years ago?
Maybe a year ago, 6 months to 12 months. I'm not sure exactly. But we've been wondering what was going to go in there because they came in and they repainted it slowly in stages over several weeks and maybe even like a month. And then at some point in time, it was completely repainted. It had a logo on the side called Cafe Racer. And then people were just wondering when the hell it was going to open. And they just continued to not open for another like month and a half. But they are open. It's a small venue. It's a tiny, like it's, maybe if you took a single wide trailer and then sliced it in half in the middle and just put that half of a trailer out on a lot.
All right. I got you.
But apparently they produce delicious coffee and some fantastic donuts.
Really? All mm-hmm. inside of this little place?
Yeah. Yeah. They've got like, they'll do like 3 donuts of the day. And then other than that, I think they just have generally, I don't know if they're just like glazed donuts. I haven't actually had the donuts from there, but I've heard good things about them.
From who? A reputable source.
Facebook. Maybe.
Facebook, or maybe the least reputable source. Are you fucking serious?
But no, they do the biscuit. I was wondering about this because, like, out in Oglethorpe County, I'm not thinking that there's much of a populace that likes fancy donuts and fancy coffee. I think there is a strong group of people who just want breakfast biscuits. But they do, like, I don't know if this is like they're tossing this out to Oglethorpe County or whatever, but they do have a thing on the menu called The Biscuit. It's $5. It's a delicious biscuit. It's sausage and it's like farm cheese, like a light cheddar, but still got a pretty good bit of flavor. It's jelly.
Jelly?
And like a bit of like an egg, like a pillow of egg, like homemade, not frozen or anything.
Right.
But yeah, there's jelly on there. It's good. It's messy as shit when you're trying to eat in the car on the way to work.
I don't know about jelly on my egg and say bacon?
No, or sausage. Pork egg, sausage.
Egg and sausage biscuit? Mm-hmm. Jelly? I don't know.
I don't know. I've gotten there's
mayonnaise.
Been a, there've been a mayonnaise and sausage is disgusting sound to me. No, there have been a few times where I've gotten sausage biscuits from different locations and they're like, you want some jelly with that? And I'm like, well, no, not really, but maybe just in case there's some leftover biscuit, I can have a little dessert. But
oh, yeah.
But dessert. Apparently people are really into like sausage biscuits with jelly on them.
They always ask me whenever I go to Hardee's or something like that, and I get a sausage biscuit a fair amount, and they're always like, you want any jelly? I'm like, what? No.
I want mustard. Like, I think my dad turned me onto that. Sausage biscuits with mustard on them. Delicious to me. I love it.
So did you... They just put it on there. You didn't request jelly?
No, no. This was like a biscuit sandwich, and this is as it comes. I think they would probably hook you up if you wanted to. But and also, the word on the street is that they may expand their biscuit menu slightly at some point in time.
Oh, so. Like the streets of...
the mean streets
Arnoldsville?
Of Arnoldsville County, yeah.
All right. Well,
I've got my ear to the streets in Arnoldsville.
It's like so out of my way to go there, but I might have to like hit it up on the way to work.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the guy that runs the place, like he's fairly young, and he was the one that actually served me my biscuit the other day. And like he hands me my change and my biscuit and my soda, my soft drink. And then he gives me the most sincere like, hey, man, thanks for stopping by. I was just like, shit, I like this guy a lot. I want to just go to his restaurant as much as possible.
Well, that's cool.
I hope it lasts. But he seems cool. He's a down the street neighbor. I don't think he realizes that. But
down the street from you, really?
At some point in time, I'll let him know that I've been stalking him on Facebook.
I really hope the donut place survives.
Like, how's that side gig working at as a bartender at church? You still doing that?
Man, you've stalked him a little, yeah, a little much.
I've been a little face talking, yes.
That's funny. Well, you know, gonna Cafe Racer, gonna have to hit it up.
Yes.
You know, is it motorcycle themed?
Yes, apparently a Cafe Racer is a type of motorcycle.
Right.
And so yeah, they've got the Cafe Racer logo, and it's like a profile shot of a guy with a motorcycle helmet on there too. So, and he may be sipping a coffee, but I'm not sure.
Sipping a coffee on a motorcycle is a good idea.
Well, and through a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
But yeah. Dang but yeah, it. Kudos to you, sir, for just stepping out there, putting your shit out there, and opening up a restaurant out in beautiful Oglethorpe County.
Right. Well,
I hope it works well.
Like I said, may add 10 minutes to my commute. Sounds worth it.
Go get you a biscuit. See what you think. I'm curious.
I'll bring donuts to work. I would rather go there than Dunkin' Donuts to do it.
Yeah, they've got donuts. They've got donut holes.
Don't call them a munchkin, that's for sure.
No, of course not. That's trademarked.
Donut holes?
Also, it might be racist.
Is it? If you're talking about food?
Are midgets a race?
Yeah, I guess it could be in one form of the multiverse.
If midgets are a race, is that cultural appropriation?
To call the center of donut holes midgets?
I don't know.
I think it's just rude.
I think they're munchkins. I don't think you call them midgets. That would be rude to just call donut holes midgets.
That would be rude. Very rude. Very rude, indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to accidentally say that.
But I was thinking, like, you've got the Golden Pantry over there in Lexington, and that's if you want a delicious like biscuit breakfast, biscuit sandwich, if you want your bacon, egg, and cheese with your fucking bacon that's way too crispy and your weird egg that's just shitty and like carved out of a pan of egg. I mean, my point is you've got your option for a shit biscuit over there if you want, and not bad. If you want some, maybe you want some tenderloin biscuit with some gravy. That's where I'd go to, but... They've got a fancier biscuit over at the corner of Arnoldsville Road there, but they've also got a fancy biscuit over in Winterville.
Oh, there's a fancy biscuit there. That's
good. It's one of the fanciest biscuits I've had. I stopped in there one day and they had a little special biscuit and it was like,
oh yeah.
What was it? I think it was ham, egg, cheese, and like tomato jam.
Oh yeah.
And apparently tomato jam is the shit. Oh my God, it was good.
Yeah. I don't hit their biscuits up enough, but that's also not on my way.
I'm really, the more I think about this, I'm kind of worried about how often I'm just gushing about food on this podcast.
Why does that worry you?
I enjoy a delicious meal, but like I've really... I mean, this is, I mean, clearly this podcast is just us, just friends, just conversing. And like, I'm thinking about how often in the past few episodes I've just gone off. I mean, earlier to this episode, I was just reading a list of Wikipedia sandwiches and just talking about how awesome they were.
Oh, like, I remember.
I think I may have a problem.
Well, I think it has to do with us doing this, probably not on a full meal. And, I don't know what you did before you came out here. You had plenty of time, though. Oh, yeah. So you could have had several full meals.
No, I don't think I've really eaten hardly anything today. Somebody brought some donuts to work, so I was kind of snacking on sugary.
Oh, that sounds like a real healthy choice.
Just sugary dough and coffee throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have coffee.
Ooh, I did eat some. Oh, my lunch basically consisted of sweet potato tots from the Blind Pig. Mm. Somebody ordered too many, and so I just ate those.
Oh, I love sweet potato tots from Blind Pig. Mm-hmm. Good.
They're pretty tasty, except for the fact that they're deep fried.
Yeah, you gotta dip them in feta sauce.
Ooh.
That's the way to go. That's it. I mean, we just learned, everybody.
That's the bottom line.
That's it. You gotta dip that shit in feta!
Do they have feta sauce at Blind Pig?
Do they have feta sauce?
I mean, I know they have feta sauce at the grill, but I haven't been to the grill in years.
I think feta sauce is a pretty standard menu item at most places at this point.
What? I didn't know they had it anywhere other than the grill.
What are you talking about? Have you ever eaten anywhere other than the grill? You went to the Sultan recently. You know what they have? Feta sauce.
They don't have feta sauce
there.
They have
fucking feta sauce there. All you got to do is ask. Yes, they have feta sauce. All
right, we'll ask next time we're there.
Where else? Where else? Name another restaurant.
McDonald's.
Feta sauce.
That's
not a real fucking restaurant.
Just Pho and More?
Yeah, feta.
Nope, there's no feta sauce there.
There's no cheese in Chinese.
International House of Pancakes.
And I know Pho is not Chinese.
I'm just staying really Baxter-centric on this. I'm just not going
to. IHOP, feta. Yes, they have it because they have salads.
Oh, yeah.
They have feta.
Raising Cane's?
Yes.
Jimmy John's?
Yes.
I'm just taking a stroll down all the restaurants of Baxter Street right now.
God, you're the worst.
Quiznos?
100% feta.
I don't think so.
It might not be good.
I'm not saying it. Yeah.
Zaxby's has a feta sauce.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a Mediterranean dressing. Anyway, I'm just saying there's way more feta out there than you're giving yourself credit for noticing.
I just didn't realize. I had no idea. This is a new thing for me.
I mean, I don't think I'm alone in, you know, recognizing the prowess of feta.
The prowess.
I'm pretty sure that I'm not.
Deadpool 2, I think, comes out this weekend, doesn't it?
Okay, good.
Did you see Deadpool 1?
No.
What? They're playing it so much on the television right now in anticipation of Deadpool 2. They're playing it on FX, so they give you a really not censored version of the original R-rated movie.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
I did watch it, but I was sick or something, so I slept through it most of the time.
I did the same thing with Louis C.K. when he came to Athens. We went and saw him at the Classic Center, and I don't know. I don't think. Maybe I was sick a little bit, but I don't know if I just had a few too many drinks. I got really sleepy during that show and just dozed off like an asshole.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like, when are you going to jerk off for somebody?
No, this was way before that.
He was doing it then.
When isn't Cosby set to get sentenced sometime soon?
I guess so. He got convicted, right?
Oh, yeah. He's convicted. I think they've set the sentencing date. So.
No, they already sentenced him. It was he got, 18 years per count or something like that?
Oh, Jesus. It's already been sentenced?
Yeah. Yeah. He's been sentenced.
Dear Lord. I didn't realize that at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, I kind of figured that, but...
It was something like that.
According to the news, Bill Cosby's sentencing is set for September.
See? 18 years per count. Maybe that's like what the max is or something.
Oh my God. He's such a terrifying looking old man.
Yeah. Why does it take that long to do the cenozine? Don't they usually do that like very soon afterwards?
I don't know. I think it probably depends on the state, because some places the sentence goes straight to the judge to decide, and some places the jury actually decides what's going to happen.
Right.
And there might be like specific situations where it go to the judge or go to the jury. And also, I mean, it's like any other court hearing. There's going to be arguments on behalf of Cosby and against Cosby. So like right. the lawyers are going to have to get up and argue like why he should be sentenced to this or why he should be less so, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I don't ever find out. Not because of rape, but because of anything.
Wait, hope you, like, personally, you don't ever have to, like, be sentenced for a sexual assault? Is that what you're saying?
No, for anything, not sexual assault. But
you don't want to ever be sentenced for anything?
I don't want to ever be sentenced.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
You've dodged that bullet several times, I believe. not for sexual assault, clearly. Oh, you've never sexually assaulted anyone, but
no.
That you've ever been convicted of.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Glad we got that straight.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Court, obviously, I don't understand it.
Clearly.
So I think I want to avoid that situation as best I can.
Like you just on your own representing yourself, like, Your Honor, clearly I've never been to lawyer school. I do not understand your ways.
Basically, you're going to have to explain everything to me four times before I understand.
Just declare yourself a sovereign citizen. That's the key.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, make the judge not refer to you by your last name.
I don't know. What's this tactic? I'm not
Haven't heard about sovereign citizens?
No.
It's a weird interpretation of the Constitution where you... I can't explain this. This is too late in the podcast. I've had too many drinks to really get a good grasp on this. But a lot of the rules that are put on you by the state, in your opinion, based on your weird version of the Constitution, don't apply.
Okay.
And the thing about these rules is, no matter what you say, they do apply.
Right.
And it's really hard when you stand up and try to make them not apply, and it really pisses off judges and prosecutors.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's probably what I want to do then.
Yeah. But I mean, these people, like, they won't get driver's licenses because they have a weird belief that, like, you only need to have a license if your car is used for commerce, for, like, income. And they will, like, on the side of their shitty vans where they keep all of their hoarded goods, they'll have not for hire because they think somehow that means they don't have to get a driver's license.
Oh, wow.
So if they ever get pulled over, they don't have a license. So they'll end up going to jail and having to answer to that. And they just muck up the court system. It's pretty ridiculous.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, I'm into it.
Being a sovereign citizen?
Sure.
Well, yeah, this is another thing. What's the other thing I was going to research on the between shows?
Something we came up with tonight?
Was it Meghan Markle?
I don't think so. I don't think we talked about the wedding.
Oh, the wedding.
I'm honestly so lucky that I even understood what you were talking about just then. I'm like, Meghan Markle.
Oh. It's like between Meghan Markle and that weird, like, Laurel Yammy thing. Oh, what is that?
I haven't listened to it, and I'm almost to the point where I don't want to know.
I was so intentionally trying to avoid it. But then, yeah, one of my workers today brought it up and played it for me. She kind of forced me to listen to it.
What did you hear?
I heard not Laurel. I heard the other word, whatever it was.
Yanni?
Is it Yanni?
Yanni.
Yanni. I don't know. It's just dumb to me. It's just pointless. It's so arbitrary. It's pointlessly dividing people into two camps over something that doesn't matter. And I mean, I realized it was because there were.
What did it say, though?
Well, that was the thing. There were three of us there, and two of us heard one thing, and one of us heard Laurel. And I realized, like, without thinking, we were kind of ganging up on that one person that heard the other thing. And it's not like I said, it's arbitrary. It's not like they're wrong. They just, for whatever scientific reason, they heard a different thing.
Right.
But, oh, it's just dumb. It's like that fucking gold dress, white dress, I thought it was a blue dress, but I don't know. That thing a while back where like people were arguing over it.
That's worth arguing over.
It's just a weird.
Your perception is not exactly like mine.
It's just a weird distillation of how insane the tribalism has got and the effect that social media has on it. That everybody like just wants to attack anybody that doesn't agree with them.
Right.
Like to the person, like just, oh, it's just.
It's sad, John.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs that we found ourselves in.
I mean, you know, we did survive the apocalypse.
Of course.
So I don't know what you expect out of us.
Tribalism. When you think about a post-apocalyptic society, we are going to like tribe up. Like people are going to gather into little clusters, and those clusters are going to fight until we get to the point where we're in like larger government entities again.
Is it? Could you like consider like the election of Donald Trump as the apocalypse?
No. I think that's hyperbolic. I think.
Yeah. Yes. Of course it is. But can we just?
No, I mean, I think
call it that.
No. I think one of the amazing things about the Donald Trump is that, like, as much as shit is crazy now, and as much as stuff has gone, like, certain things have gone south, like, the machine is still just chugging along. Like, I mean, that's the thing. People are, like, raising hell. Like, oh, my God, we don't have ambassadors to, like, 2/3 of the countries we need ambassadors to. And you're like, so? Somebody pointed out, they were like, oh, yeah, that sucks if you're traveling to that country and you need to get to the embassy. And it's like, no, the embassy's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need the actual ambassador there. Maybe he's just saving American money. Who knows? Ambassadorships are sweet, posh little jobs, right? Is he? Yeah, I don't know. No, I think he's just a fucking weirdo and he hasn't. I don't know. I have no idea what he's thinking. It's crazy.
Really? You don't know what he's thinking?
That's strange to me. I don't believe the sky has fallen as much as people believe that the sky would fall when he got elected. Like, I mean, we're no doubt.
I mean, okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
No doubt. We're living in absolutely insane times and there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on every week, it seems like. But again, I mean, fucking kudos to the founding fathers. The shit is still chugging along fairly well.
Right.
So yeah, we're gonna make it. We're gonna do it.
Well, I was not worried about that. We're gonna make it. We have a bunker.
Oh, of course.
I'm worried about everybody. We're gonna lose all our listeners because y'all are gonna be the ones that go first.
What do you mean? They're not weak. They're survivors. What do you mean?
No, they're not weak. They're just being targeted right now. Sorry, you guys. Didn't mean to get you on a list. But you're strong. You made it through the first one. Just like us.
Of course.
You probably didn't even have a bunker.
So. I think some of them may have had a bunker.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, yeah.
Well. There it is. Speaking of making it all the way through, if you made it through this one, congratulations. Sorry, we had to leave. We had to lose pig roast a little earlier. Even though I built him first. See what happens.
You can't change it up
like that. I'm sorry, Reflo.
No. Don't ever apologize to me. Like, don't ever be sorry to me for anything.
I'm sorry, Black Stacy. I think that we can make it work. You guys can go to armageddonafterparty.com/Facebook. You can switch that around. Do it that way and it'll probably work better. You can follow us on Twitter at AfterPartyPod. I just realized I do have Twitter on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
I just don't ever look at it.
Never. Not once. We've mentioned you on so many horrible things.
I know.
And you never look.
I don't have push notifications, so I don't ever get that. Maybe I should get push notifications. You guys can follow me on Instagram at dick.loverboy. You got Gerald Importante over here on the Twitter. And TJ Higgins had to leave early with his sick baby. We hope she's okay. she's a survivor too.
Of course.
You know what definitely. I mean?
Yeah.
We love you guys and thank you for listening to us this entire time. Hope me and John were able to keep it interesting for you. Talking about cheese and biscuits. From the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Leverboy saying goodbye for the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast. Say goodbye, Revlo. You know, Black Stacy.